the voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Cardinals play it up. Marceau, Paige Holicky, out of the middle. Here's Bowers, and I think Marceau got a little piece of it. The ball died right out in front of Brooke Mason, not able to dig it up. And the Cardinals get the point.
Shelby Bowers with the hit out of the middle, off the block.
Coldwater Cardinal volleyball is on the air.
Here comes Galloway, cross-court hit, and handcuffs. Grace Crawford got her going the wrong way, off her arms and out of bounds. So Galloway with a kill, and the Cardinals with a point, 21-15.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Keeley's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hale at Ottawa and RV, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
And welcome to Coldwater High School. It is Kendall Eddy tonight for our Coldwater Lady Cardinal volleyball action. A very special night that's going on right now on this Blackout Cancer Night. Just an introduction of some survivors and their escorts, Coldwater High School athletes. Some are teachers, some are community members, some are aunts of various volleyball team members, and now all the teams from Coldwater are lined up on the floor. Music playing, the lights are being turned out here at the gymnasium. A special luminary ceremony will take place here. Now the lights completely out here at the gymnasium.
Have
a round of applause for all our survivors. Judy Krasinski is the mistress of ceremonies for this event here. And the crowd on their feet. Luminaries lit. And a sea of pink here at the gymnasium. Sticks that were handed out to everyone here tonight.
Our thoughts, hopes, and prayers go out to all who are affected by this disease, as well as to our survivors. We'd like to thank all of you here tonight.
Little wristbands that were handed out.
Best of luck to both teams. Now let's play some volleyball.
Waving in the darkness here at Coldwater High School. At a very special event tonight, the volleyball obviously is the main event, but the raising of money last couple of weeks, the pulling together of the various teams here, kind of a cool event as well as the Coldwater football teams, the volleyball team, and the cheerleading squads all pulled together to do a special event, special fundraisers, and the announcement made just a few minutes ago that over the last 5 years, they've raised about $10,000, but this year alone, raising $3,500. And the money this year, after 4 years of working with the Dig Pink Foundation, They decided to change the name and keep the money here locally. And it was $3,500 raised for the Community Health Centers, Community Care, and Conference Center. So what an outstanding effort, including about 1,000 pop cans gathered yesterday and turned in. And that was a great, great effort. Even the folks from Tecumseh getting into the act, they're all wearing their pink T-shirts tonight. Goldwater wearing the black Blackout Cancer T-shirts tonight. And between these two teams, a lot of camaraderie. And this has been just a neat event here this evening and over the last couple of days for both these teams. Now it's time to get down to volleyball here in just a few minutes. This is a non-conference matchup for these Coldwater Lady Cardinals. But as they come into this, they look to improve on their non-conference record. In the conference, the Cardinals are 5-2 right now, but 11-10-8 in tournament play. They did play Tecumseh a little earlier this year in a tournament over at Tecumseh. So overall, the Cardinals come in this with a 16-13-8 record. Not necessarily the record they'd hope for at this time of the year, but getting better, playing some very good volleyball in this last week. And we'll talk about that with Coach Larry Canales coming up in just a couple of minutes. One of the highlight matches here at home, though, tonight, as this is actually the only varsity sporting event on the schedule across Branch County today. So a lot of extra fans are here. A big student section is here tonight, too, as both these teams are starting their warm-ups this evening for the varsity matchup, which is going to be coming up in just a little bit here. At Coldwater High School, it's Coldwater against Tecumseh, non-conference volleyball action. We'll take this three-minute break and come back with more from Coldwater High in just a couple of moments. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
You're a superfan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com. A membership at Anytime Fitness in Coldwater works for any schedule since the secure facility is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And memberships are good at over 2,000 Anytime Fitness clubs worldwide. They offer top-of-the-line cardio and hammer strength training equipment, as well as classes and personal training options. And when you join any Tuesday in October, you'll pay just $8 for the first month with no enrollment fee. Now is a good time to join Anytime Fitness off US 12 and South Willowbrook Road in Coldwater.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a college student that needs a reliable vehicle for school.
We're on it, Al.
I don't have any credit, and I need a new car today.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School as we get set for volleyball action coming up this evening here on the radio. The Coldwater Lady Cardinals getting set to take on the Tecumseh Indians, and both teams doing some warm-ups on the floor right now, ahead of the official warm-ups, which will start in just a couple of minutes, and then they'll get rolling with the action here tonight on the radio, as it's a non-conference play for Coldwater against Tecumseh here this evening. Coldwater led, of course, by their senior group, which hopes to have a good showing here tonight. It's Megan Scorefar, the 5'5" defensive specialist and a sometime setter for the Cardinals, is one of the seniors. And Morgan Klein, if the Cardinals won the toss, she was actually going to get on the floor for just a little bit to serve, coming back from that ACL injury. And then Kenzie Galloway, the other captain, and she's a 6-foot. A middle hitter for the Cardinals here tonight. That's it, just the three seniors. So you can see this Cardinal squad that is young this year, is developing this year, and getting better as the season has gone on. And at times it looked really, really good. At times it has a hard time finishing off matches, and that's one of the concerns, obviously, for Coach Larry Knaus. But getting better at it. They had a couple of five-game matches this past week, and they had the weekend off, didn't play after a tough weekend up at the St. John's Red Wing Invitational a week ago. But getting ready for this non-conference match here tonight against the Tecumseh Indians. So looking forward to the action coming up on this blockout cancer night tonight, as the Lady Cardinals and the Tecumseh Indians will get it away here in just a couple of minutes. Our pregame show this evening is being brought to you in part by Union Pallet and Container Company in Coldwater. You know, at Union Pallet, they offer a full range of services, including used pallet pickup, pallet recycling, and pallet sales. To learn how you can save the environment by recycling your company's pallets, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, 278-4888. We're happy to have them as one of our Sports Booster sponsors here tonight, as Lady Cardinals get set to take on Tecumseh. We'll come back in 3 minutes with more on our pregame show in just a bit here. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu. Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problem before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Culey's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 45 years.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
Change is in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we're not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is back. And I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844 or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.
Can we get something straight? industry.
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant new and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. It's action tonight in non-conference volleyball as the Coldwater Lady Cardinals get set to take on Tecumseh in a very special night, this blockout cancer night tonight. It's been a kind of cumulative effort of the football team, the girls cheerleaders, and then also the girls volleyball team here. On top of everything else that's happened this past weekend, it's been a busy, busy and exciting time when it comes to Coldwater sports. Our boys soccer team in the district finals on Saturday up at Gull Lake, but also in the state finals, I think the first time ever that two Coldwater teams have been in the state finals the same weekend for both golf and in tennis. Athletic director Diane Vandenhout joins us at our broadcast location here. Kind of exciting to have that with it. Actually, there's some of those, like the Dwyers, they had a kid on each team, so they were splitting both ways in that. But that was pretty cool for Coldwater sports, wasn't it?
Well, and they had on band.
Band
had a festival, which I think they got a one rating.
Yep.
Great week for Coldwater. Great season, I think, for fall sports this year. And it's been fun. A lot of great kids in this school district. And, boy, I just keep looking forward to the next year because, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, 4-4 with the football team right now and still an outside chance of making the football playoffs with a win at Marshall this Friday night. A lot of people say how your fall seasons go sets the tone for the whole year for not only athletics but kind of the tone for the school. So that's kind of an uplifting thing right there.
Gotta love it. That's what I like to hear. So I hope, I think, we, like I said, we couldn't have a better group of kids at Coldwater. I've said it all along since I've had this position that, you know, we've got good kids. And it's fun to watch them. It's fun to watch them grow because, you know, I look back, I'm at middle school now, I'm here, I've had these kids in elementary, and boy, you know, their bodies may change, but they're still the same kids, and they're a great group. So, you know, what more could we ask for? Coldwater should be very proud of our kids and our athletes here at Coldwater High School.
Tennis team tied for 7th place with Sturgis in the state, and the golf team with a 10th place finish overall at the action up at Allendale, but just outside of Grand Rapids at Grand Valley State University. Now you're preparing, obviously, for winter coming up, but before then, we still have a couple more seasons yet to finish up here, including this volleyball. And as we put all this together with the football and with the cheerleaders in this, what's kind of neat is that it was the community that said, hey, let's do something that stays right here at home this year.
Yep.
And you had some great volunteer parents to put that together.
Yep. All the proceeds go to the Community Health Center. And for years, we've done Dig Pink, and that's a nationwide organization. So, and it's for all types of cancer, it's pretty heartwarming when you come here and you see the survivors, and very touching. They had luminaries. I don't know how much you talked about earlier, but it was pretty neat ceremony earlier tonight.
So. And high school kids raising $3,500. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. A lot of cans.
Yeah. Over 1,000 pop cans, they collected over the weekend and took to through the machine, so that was kind of a cool feel.
Broke the machine, though.
There you go.
I don't know.
Yeah. We mentioned, of course, the winter seasons are coming up, and the one thing that people will see when they come at Legg Middle School, they saw some of those renovations last year, but some renovations here at the gym people might not be aware of, they haven't come out for volleyball yet, is what happened here in the floor and some of the things that went on in the gym here.
Complete sand down. Redid the middle mascot. We got it matching the wall. It's gorgeous, in my opinion. The wood is now white. It's not tinted in the too many coats of varnish. And the three-point markers are coated in white, so it's actually beautiful, I think, if I have to say so myself, and it just makes the gym. So.
Yeah. And some new scoreboards on the way?
New scoreboards on the way, and so we're excited about that. That's from Century Bank, mm-hmm. And another private donor is going to be contributing to that, so... like I said, it's pretty cool. So
well, it's kind of neat that, again, the whole community comes together to mm-hmm. rally around. It's not just sports. It's yep. a lot of other activities at the schools that they do come through and support. But
And so. Homecoming was a prime example of that, how many community members we had here, plus the elementaries seeing God Bless America. It was just, you know, it's neat.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, we'll let you get back to enjoying the volleyball game tonight.
Well, one more thing. Congratulations to you for your great season, Coach. I continue to... only see positive, great things happen in our soccer program, and I commend you for all your efforts and what you do for us.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. So thanks. Diane Vanhout, Director of Athletics here at Coldwater Schools, with us on the pregame show here from Coldwater High School. We're going to come back with more on our pregame show, including a conversation with Coach Larry Knaus in just a couple of minutes. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
You'll find fabulous food for fall at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater, starting with their delicious new side, pan-fried apples. They also have savory starters like the Bang Bang Shrimp Appetizer and weekly specials that include apple-stuffed pork loin, one-pound stuffed baked potatoes, and their cheddar ale burger. To top it all off, they have live music every Thursday and Friday night at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week, and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Buy here, buy now, and pay less at Bobilia. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. Bobilia.com. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Bobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Bobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Bobilia will get you in and out quickly. Call service manager Kip Burkhart for an appointment at 278-5623. 278-5623. Plus, at Bobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport. Coldwater.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
And welcome back to Coldwater High School with Coldwater Volleyball Coach Larry Knaus. Exciting night tonight. This is the Blockout Cancer Event. You had a chance to team up with the cheerleaders and the football team. A little extra excitement for the kids, and even you have the pink shirt on. You look good in pink, Larry.
Well, thank you very much. That's what they've told me, but it's debatable.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of neat, though, for all those teams to kind of pull together, do some extra stuff, to do some fundraising, and
kind of get a feel for what it's like to help out the community, isn't it?
Well, that's what this is all about. This year, the football team and the cheerleaders combined with the volleyball team. And it's great to see everybody get together for the bake sale on Friday night and yesterday to do the pop can drive, which netted us over $1,000 in pop cans, which, believe me, after pushing those through the machine, I was getting a little tired.
All right. Well, let's get back to volleyball, though, in itself. At this point in the season, you're starting to wind down. Obviously, you got to get ready for districts here pretty soon. Where is this team for you? I mean, obviously, record's probably not as good as you would have liked it to be at this point in the season, but are you playing the kind of volleyball you want to play?
Well, I think we have been here in the last week. The girls, I knew they could do the things they're showing that they can do on a court. Before they were having a problem, like I've said all year, finishing games. Last week they finished with two good teams, and it's something to build on.
All right, what about this matchup with Tecumseh tonight? What do you expect?
Tecumseh, we played them earlier in the year in a tournament over there in Tecumseh. Good team, they're big. If I remember right, we beat them in two, but things change. That was the beginning of the year, so I'm sure they've made some adjustments themselves.
Right, good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Coldwater Volleyball Coach Larry Canales with us on the pregame show, and we're back with more in just a couple of moments. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units
in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, toy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tailgater at Meijer.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or perch sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater. The deck is open, weather permitting.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School as we get set for volleyball action tonight. Non-conference play as Coldwater gets set to take on the Tecumseh Indians. This is Blockout Cancer Night tonight for your Coldwater Lady Cardinals. And it really was a big weekend overall for the soccer, for the football team, and also for the cheerleaders on Friday night. They had a special routine
Friday night during the pregame show, and then the football players were a part of that over this weekend doing the collection of the cans, and there was a big bake sale with volleyball and the cheerleaders did at the football game on Friday night. So really everybody's been kind of involved in the act, and as we said, $3,500 raised this year so far, and there's still more money coming in. Folks are buying T-shirts here tonight, making donations as well, and a very cool ceremony for the cancer survivors before we got things going right after the JV game finished up here tonight. So just a neat night here, and to see the teenagers of our community come through and help, again, aunts and uncles in some cases. Obviously, this is more of a breast cancer support, but moms and grandmas and friends that they know, the support for that. So a very, very cool effort. $3,500 raised this year, and over the last 5 years, about $10,000 raised here. So in the community. So what a neat thing for these girls to be doing. All right, let's get back down to volleyball. And earlier it was the freshmen and the JV teams battling at Tecumseh. The junior varsity in a very tight match lost in three. Junior varsity freshmen lost in two to Tecumseh here tonight. Varsity obviously would like to avenge those two losses and would like to pick up another win against Tecumseh. As Coach Larry Canales had mentioned, the Cardinals had beaten Tecumseh earlier this year in two games of the tournament over at Tecumseh. That part of the Cardinals' 11 win total in tournaments so far this year, 11-10-8 in tournaments, 5-2 in the conference, and 16-13-8 overall. So a 541 win percentage for the Lady Cardinals here this year. So here were some of the people who are getting it done at the service line, the big servers for Coldwater, including Megan Scorfar, Ashley Chase, Kenzie Galloway, Shelby Bowers, Carly Smoker at the service line. And all serving well, 972, a serving percentage for Megan Scorfar. Also in on that, as we mentioned, Carly Smoker, a 959 serving percentage, the top two as far as those with that many serves. And Shelby Bowers with a 938 serving percentage for the Cardinals. The big hitters, obviously, this year, Kenzie Galloway with 568 attempts and 268 kills on the season. Also in the Cardinal lineup, as one of the big hitters for the Cardinals this year, Shelby Bowers with 213 kills on 483 attempts with a 292 attempt percentage. So those two are the ones that will have to match up well against this pretty sizable Tecumseh team that comes in here this evening. A younger Tecumseh team, as you look at their roster, at junior, sophomore, junior, one senior, sophomore, junior, one other, I guess there are two seniors on the roster, and a couple more sophomores. So a very young lineup. They've got just the two seniors. Coldwater with the three seniors in this matchup here tonight, although Morgan Klein will see limited action if she sees anything here with maybe a chance to serve, and that will be about it. They're about ready to get underway with the starting lineups for both of these teams and the introduction. So we'll take this quick break and come back with the opening game of this matchup non-conference play against Tecumseh in just a couple of moments. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's pee-wee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros, check. College, check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game, big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School as we get set for volleyball action as the Coldwater Lady Cardinals take on the Tecumseh Indians here this evening in this non-conference volleyball. But Tecumseh, a team that's noted over the years for having a good volleyball program, so it's a great matchup for the Cardinals here tonight, a non-conference action for them as they continue to push ahead in the SMAC East and get ready for districts, which aren't really that far away. We'll be rolling into it. And Coldwater actually will be hosting the district here in volleyball, so that's great news for the Cardinals to have a little home field advantage. All right, the introduction is just done for the Lady Indians. And now the introductions getting set to get underway for the Lady Cardinals.
And now let's begin your 2013 Coldwater Cardinal Varsity Volleyball Team.
So Sean Watson on the right.
That's a specialist number one, Megan Akia. A 5'9 junior defensive specialist number two, Carissa Harrell. A 5'3 junior defensive specialist number four, Samantha Diger. A 5'5 senior defensive specialist, cook captain number five, Megan Scorbar. A 5'8 junior center number six, Ashley Chase. A 5'10 junior center number seven, Curly Smoker. A 5'9 junior outside hitter number eight, Cameron Serbra. A 5'9 senior outside hitter number nine, Morgan Klein. A 5'11 junior middle hitter, number 10, Shelby Bowers. A 5'11 junior outside hitter, number 11, Nina Roulette. A 6-foot senior middle hitter, number 12, Kenzie Galloway. A 5'8 junior defensive specialist, number 13, Neely Hinton. A 5'10 junior outside hitter, number 14, Haley Rinke. And a 5'4 junior leaper, number 16, Gillette. The Cardinals are coached by Larry Canals. Your officials tonight,
and the introduction of the Coldwater Lady Cardinals as we get set to for action here in just a moment as both teams out of the floor. Tecumseh took off their pink t-shirts that they had on, the big pink t-shirts that they had on. They're back down to their black jerseys. And the Coldwater in a kind of a deep pink jersey out there right now for the blockout cancer events. Again, for the Cardinals, with just three seniors in the lineup. As we said, Megan Scorfar, the 5'5 senior, also in the lineup, but not playing most all the year. The only opportunity she's had so far is to serve once. And that's Morgan Klein recovering from that ACL injury. And it looks like Coldwater will have the opening serve, so that means Morgan Klein will get a chance to serve, as she did for Parents Night a week or so ago. And also Kenzie Galloway, the big middle hitter for the Cardinals at 6 foot. The rest are juniors with Megan Aguia, Carissa Harrell, Michaela Gillette, Samantha Digert, Ashley Chase, Carly Smoker, Camry Surbrook, Shelby Bowers, Mina Ouellette, Neely Heckman, Haley Renke. And that's it. No sophomores on the lineup for the Cardinals in this. Both teams are on the floor right now as we'll get sets. Tecumseh working the floor to our right. Coldwater serving from the floor on our left. As the opening game of this five-game match gets underway, the first four games would be a 25 rally system, so every service is a point. And then if there is a game five necessary, that would go to 15, win by two here in high school volleyball and the rally system that is now underway in the state of Michigan. So Morgan Klein will step back and serve for the Cardinals. Number nine, still that big knee brace on her her left knee, but she'll get a chance to serve here for the Lady Cardinals. And into the nets. So somewhat of an inauspicious start for the Lady Cardinals, and Klein will rotate out. In replace her will be the specialist in the back. It'll be Michaela Gillette, defensive specialist. She plays it up here. Megan Scorfar set to the back row. There's the hit by Chase. Down and in onto Tecumseh's side. Going down to try to dig it up was Olivia Nowak and couldn't bring it up. So it's tied at one apiece. Scorfar goes back to serve again for the Lady Cardinals. Set it deep. Dug up there by Carmen Wilford. She'll get it back and hit it over the net. Got part of the tape. Scorfar going to set it out of the middle. There's a hit by Galloway. Dug up, though. It blocked and then dug back up by Gillette for the Cardinals. Here's Smoker hitting it over. Got a piece of the block and dropped it at the 10-point line of Tecumseh. So the Cardinals have now opened up a 2-1 lead here in the opening game as they play Tecumseh. Scorefar floats it deep and off the fingers and out of bounds of Olivia Nowak. The ball just kept rising, and if Nowak had pulled her hands in, probably goes out of bounds. But played it anyway, and the point goes to Coldwater. 3-1, Cardinals with a lead. Floating it deep again, Nowak trouble with it. They have to set it from the back row. Hannah Galloway now hit from the 10-foot line. Cross-court shot, and that drops in, making a dive for it. And the Cardinals was Harrell, but not able to dig it up. So caught kind of between the two defenders for Coldwater, and now the service goes to Tecumseh. Here's floating it deep. Gillette digs it up. Scorefar is going to have to bump set it. Carly Smoker, cross-court hit. Dug up there by Tecumseh. They'll go out to the left flag here. Hit it off the block and down off the hands of Smoker on the swing there by Hannah Galloway, the senior for Kerry Watkins' squad at Tecumseh. So we're tied at threes in the opening game here at Coldwater High School. The Cardinals and Tecumseh. Down official comes over to check something with the up official. Not sure what. A rotation. Check. He's going back over to the scores table to check. And, of course, the way these...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are being requested no flash photography tonight. Please, right. No flash photography.
That's what it was. An announcement about cameras. All right, service across the line, and an ace on the service there for Galloway as it died right in front of Gillette, not able to dig it up. Check, this is Neiman on the service, Mackenzie Neiman on the service. This time played up by Harrell. Scorefar set it outside. Here's the big reach there by Galloway. Gets on top of that ball and pounds it down. So we're tied at four. Harrell will come out on the rotation. Haley Renke comes in front row for the Cardinals. And Carly Smoker to serve. Back after that hand injury, she suffered in a Potter Puff football during homecoming week. Ball tied at the net. Cardinals dig it up. But Gillette bumps it over. Nicely done for the Cardinals to stay with that. Here comes Tecumseh on the attack off the Coldwater block. Dug up there by Scorefar. Chase going to set it outside for Renke. Sends it deep on Tecumseh's side. They dig it up. Bump set to the 10-foot line. The hit by Galloway. Dug up by Gillette for Coldwater. Galloway for Coldwater up with it to Reinke off the block, and Tecumseh keeps it alive. They'll bump it over to Coldwater. Smoker, Scorefar, going, looking backside, and Chase didn't know it was coming. It actually hit the tape on the set, came right back and hit Chase right in the nose. But they say Tecumseh reached over and broke the plane on that. And it'll be a net violation on Tecumseh as the Coldwater gets the ball back. Leading 5-4 here in the opening game. Ball tied at the net, misbumped by Tecumseh and into the net. And it's a Coldwater point. So both teams a little sluggish here early on. Not the sharp play you'd expect to see in this varsity matchup so far between the two. Smoker to serve again, and this one shanked out of bounds on the serve receive by Tecumseh. And the Cardinals have now opened up a three-point lead, 7-4 here in the opening game against Tecumseh. Smoker with his service. Tecumseh set to the 10-foot line. There's the hit and dug up back row by Scorefar. Chase sets it outside. Little tip over by Reinke. Dug up by Tecumseh. Big dive there by Mikayla Gillette to save it for the Cardinals. Reinke, ball hit deep on Tecumseh off the arms of Olivia Nowak and underneath the net onto the Cardinals' side. And Coldwater now doubling up the point total. 8-4 they lead on Tecumseh here in the opening game. Smoker to serve again. Played up there by Carmen Wilford. Going outside. Galloway blocked right back at her, and ball never cleared the nets. So the Cardinals were there for the block, but the ball never broke the plane of the nets. And the Cardinals with the point. They lead 9-4 here in this opening game. And a quick timeout called by Tecumseh. You know, tomorrow at Short's Root Beer Stand, enjoy their double cheeseburger basket. I usually get with some pickles and mayo and tomato, but you can get whatever you want on your cheeseburger. And join them Wednesday, too, their famous loin basket. And then on Halloween, kids 12 and under will receive a free treat from 5:30 to 7 o'clock. Short's Root Beer Stand, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday, corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater. And they're open this fall through Halloween, accepting debit and credit cards at Short's Root Beer Stand on Coldwater's west side. Carly Smoker back to serve for the Cardinals in this opening game. 9-4, Coldwater with the lead. Smoker floats it deep, played up there by Tecumseh. They'll set it outside to Galloway, and she is stuffed, but this time it goes down onto Coldwater's side. So it wasn't a scuff, it was a block by the Cardinals. Chase up there along with Galloway, and the ball ran right down the net onto Coldwater's side. Back to serve. This is Sam Roots. The setter for Tecumseh. Plays it off to Scorefar, the other setter. Back to Scorefar, 10-foot line hit. Root going to tip it over in two. Scorefar digs it up. Chase going outside to Reinke. The hit there and dug up and out of bounds, though. Getting a hand on it was Wilford. And put it over in the Tecumseh bench. And the Cardinals now lead 10-5. Kenzie Galloway to serve now for the Cardinals. On the rotation, it will be Shelby Bowers into the game. Play front row. Galloway barely clears the net on the service. A great one. Dug up, though, by Tecumseh. Little hit over there by Reckus. Out of the middle, here comes Bowers. Big hit. Tecumseh tips it over. Scorefar. Chase going to the middle again. Here's Bowers. Shelby hits it deep, and everybody was frozen there on Tecumseh's side and just let the ball drop. 11-5, Coldwater with the lead. Kenzie Galloway on the service. This one does not clear the net. Last one was tight. This one didn't go over. And Tecumseh gets the ball back. 11-6. Hannah Galloway on the service. Ball at tight at the net. Cardinals are able to push it over. Here comes the attack for Tecumseh. Double blocked by the Coldwater Cardinals. Scorefar, she's going to push it over in two. Dug up by Tecumseh. Set to the outside again. Little tip over. Dug up by Scorefar. Chase going to put it outside for Bowers. Blocked back at her, but blocked out of bounds. They say never cleared the net. Or a touch on the Cardinals. That's what it was. Galloway back to serve again. For Tecumseh. 11-7. Coldwater with the lead. Smoker takes the first pass. Outside they go to Bowers, barely clears the net, rolled over, Tecumseh comes up with it. They go outside for Skelton, dug up by Smoker, Scorefar pushes it back to Bowers, hits it, comes back to the Coldwater side. Oh, Cardinals were right there for the double block, but couldn't close it down. Reinke and Bowers were there and off the hands of Reinke and dropped down on Coldwater's side. 11-8, Coldwater with the lead, but Tecumseh with the service. And this one into the net for Galloway. So the Cardinals get it back and lead 12-8. And a 25 here in this opening game. Tecumseh brings to the back row Whitney Height, a sophomore. Not originally on the roster, so assuming she's brought from the junior varsity for this one. Ball tight at the net. Tecumseh pokes it over. Gillette. Pancake saves it up. Reinke blocked back at her. Cardinals get it. Bowers with a bump. Back to Reinke. She'll hit it off the block. Tecumseh digs it up. They'll set tight to the net. On to Coldwater's side and pushed out of bounds. But they say hit the flag, actually. Going out of bounds. Tecumseh trying to push it over on the Cardinals. So the Cardinals with a side out and Ashley Chase with a service again. 13-9, or 13-8, that is. Chase floats it deep, bumped up there. Root sets it backside, a little push over by Tecumseh. Smoker plays it up. Score far, going outside to Reinke. Cross court shot and in. Nicely done. Haley Reinke starting to come on as a hitter for the Cardinals, seeing more and more action at that at the line. It's 48 kills this year coming into this game, so make it 49 now. Here comes the Tecumseh attack through the blockers and in. Just a big swing there by Morgan Skelton, the sophomore. That's obviously one of the things the Cardinals are going to have to do a better job of to win this tonight, is to shut down that hitting attack by Tecumseh. Here's the service by Wilford. Cardinals quick to the outside, Chase, and Bowers didn't know it was coming, didn't do the quick jump on it, and the ball sails out of bounds. 14-10. Here's the service floated in. Score far. Chase. Backside to Reinke. Tips it over. Dug up there. Comes back to Reinke on the Coldwater side. Tecumseh brings it up. Root goes outside. Here's the hit off the Coldwater block. Smoker digs it. Chase to Bowers. Hits it hard and off the hands of Carmen Wilford and out of bounds. Coldwater ball. And Haley Reinke will serve now for the Cardinals. Ooh, nice deep floater. Right up there by Height. But not to where the Indians could play it. Set it too far deep on her serve-receive, and the Cardinals get the point. 16-10, they lead. Reinke floats it deep. Played up there by Wilford, the libero. Cardinals double. Stuffed the hit. Here comes Tecumseh again, but this time blasted it out of bounds. Morgan Skelton long on the hit. She got stuffed the first time as Scorefar and Bowers were up there. And then the second one, when she got it back, she just blasted it out of bounds deep into the student section. 17-10. Reinke to serve again for the Cardinals. Deep. Galloway. Over to the Coldwater side. Smoker hits it over. Now tight for Tecumseh. Chase. Score far. Bowers in the middle and mistimed it. Hits it into the net. Shelby got a little too far underneath that ball. Didn't take a step back to keep it in front of her and hit it into the net. So 17-11. Coldwater leads. Tecumseh with the service and into the net on the service. Haley Frederick couldn't get it in, and the Cardinals take advantage. 18-11, they lead. Shelby Bowers back to serve for the Cardinals. Great spinning serve. Could we tie up the net for Tecumseh? Cardinals stuff it back, but then Tecumseh pokes it back over, and it drops on Coldwater's side. Right up there, Smoker and Scorefar got a piece of it, came to Tecumseh's side, and they just quickly poked it back over the top of the two of them, and it dropped right behind them. 18-12, Coldwater lead. Tecumseh with another service error into the nets. This one by Morgan Skelton. So Scorefar back to serve for the Cardinals. They lead by 7. Tecumseh going outside. Here's a little push over. Scorefar tight to the net. Smoker got one hand on it, but couldn't bring it up high enough out of the net. Gofar had her back to the net trying to play that ball up, and it went into the net, and Smoker not able to get to it. 19-13. Coldwater still leads, though, here in the opening game. Long serve and long out of bounds on the service there by Mackenzie Neiman for Tecumseh. So three straight service errors for Tecumseh. And it's a 20-13 lead. Smoker on the service. We've got a violation and a lift by Sam Ruth, the setter. Ball was not very high to her on the pass, and as she went down, she did lift it. It stayed on her hands too long, the official said. And Coldwater leads 21-13. Smoker service again. Root tight at the net. It's on the Coldwater side. Poked back their way by Galloway. And the Coldwater point, 22-13. Smoker to serve again. And dies right in front of Carmen Wilford, the libero. And Tecumseh going to take a quick timeout. Cardinals within two of taking this opening game, 23-13 here tonight. Non-conference action on this Community Health Center Cancer Night. I guess maybe you could almost call it Blockout Cancer Night, but all the money raised through this effort, the $3,500 over the last couple of days, going to the Community Health Center's Cancer Center. What a neat thing that is. The nationwide franchise called Dig Pink. And the Cardinals got together and said, let's do something where we can keep the money here locally, where the Dig Pink effort would be more of a national effort, going to national research. This one goes right here for home, for cancer treatment, for aid for patients, and those kinds of things. And what a great cause that is. We get about $1,000 in pop cans we collected yesterday on top of everything else, selling the T-shirts and doing the bake sales and all that, taking donations. 23-13, Coldwater leads here in the opening game, coming out of the timeout, and it will be Carly Smoker to serve again.
Coming out of the Tecumseh timeout, back to serve number 7, Carly Smoker for Coldwater.
Smoker on the serve, floats it deep. Root going to go outside. Here's Galloway, blocked back at her, dug up by Tecumseh. Here they come again, the attack, and Reinke, there we go, Michaela Gillette saves it. The ball just kind of died there at Coldwater side, but picked up nicely by Gillette. Here's Reinke, score far. Little tip over there by Galloway. Root going to set it out of the middle. The hit and in. They caught the line on that poke down there by Marekis.
In for the Indians, number 7, Corbin Howard, back serve, number 5.
So kind of a wild scramble for the Lady Cardinals on that one. 23-14, they still lead. Tecumseh, though, with the service. Ashley Chase from the 10-foot line, pushed over there by Smoker. Chase on the set. Root going outside to Hannah Galloway, dug up by the Cardinals, back row. Root going out of the middle this time, and the hit there by Marekis. And off the hands of the Cardinals and out of bounds. So still some life in this Indian team here in game one. 23-15. Serving is Carmen Wilford, and serving into the net. The 4 or 5 net serves for Tecumseh here in the opening game. Giving the Cardinals a great advantage. Michaela Gillette to serve at game point for Coldwater. Root sending it to the outside. A little tip over by Tecumseh. Dug up by the Cardinals, but out of bounds. Reinke got underneath it, but Chase couldn't get to it. As Morgan Howard, Jordan Howard, that is, it just made a little quick tip over for Tecumseh. Hannah Galloway serving now, 24-16. Coldwater leads. Tecumseh with a service. Michaela Gillette. Chase going to bump set it to the 10-foot line. Gillette will hit it from there. Deep and out. Just wide. They had enough distance to stay in by about a foot or two, but just wide of the line. 24-17. Side off for Coldwater, wins it. Smoker tied at the net for Chase. Pushed over to Bowers and fists it over. Comes over. Oh, my goodness. That was ugly, but it worked. Ball came low to Ashley Chase. She tried to shoot it over to Shelby Bowers. It caught into the net. Bowers just fisted it over. And it did a little roll over the top of the tape. Came down on Tecumseh's side. They dug it up but put it into the flag, which is a violation. And Coldwater wins the opening game, 25-17. I guess you take it any way you can, and they take the opening game, 25-17. Coldwater, a winner over Tecumseh. It's best of five tonight. First four games to a 25, and the fifth game, if necessary, would be to 15. But it's a best of three out of five here tonight at Coldwater High School on this Blackout Cancer night. We'll come back in 2 minutes and have the second game of this match. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
A membership at Anytime Fitness in Coldwater works for any schedule, since the secure facility is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And memberships are good at over 2,000 Anytime Fitness clubs worldwide. They offer top-of-the-line cardio and hammer strength training equipment, as well as classes and personal training options. And when you join any Tuesday in October, you'll pay just $8 for the first month with no enrollment fee. Now is a good time to join Anytime Fitness off US 12 and South Willowbrook Road in Coldwater.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
And we're back at Coldwater High School getting ready for game two in this best of five matchup on this Blackout Cancer night. Coldwater Lady Cardinals taking on Tecumseh. Coldwater taking the opening game 25-17. Tecumseh will serve to start game two. Cardinals getting in the rotation as the way it works out. The libero coming in, that's Michaela Gillette replacing Shelby Bowers in the rotation of the back. Also in the back for the Cardinals, it's Carissa Harrell and Ashley Chase. Front row, it's Galloway on the left. In the middle, Camry Serbrook. And far side, setting out a front row, will be Megan Scorfar for the Cardinals. Tecumseh to serve with Morgan Skelton. Close to deep, Harrell. Tight at the net, poked over by Tecumseh. Ball rolls at the net and drops back on the Coldwater's side. And not a clean dig up out of the back row there by Harrell, and it made all kinds of problems at the net. So Tecumseh picks up the opening point. 1-0 they lead. Service, and this one goes into the net. At least six service errors tonight so far for the Tecumseh Indians. Score far to serve for Coldwater. Floats it deep. Root sets it outside. Here's the hit, but into the net. Dug up by the Cardinals. Here we go. They'll give that as a lift. Oh, double hit for Coldwater. Originally didn't think any ball cleared the net, and then it took the roll over on the Coldwater side. Cardinals with the double head on the dig. Back to serve is Olivia Nowak, junior defensive specialist for Tecumseh. Floats it deep. Harrell. Bumped by Serbrook, poked over, but stuffed right at the net as big Taylor Marekis in the middle hitter. Got to go about middle heights on here, but she's got to go at least 6 foot. And big, long arms. So a 3-1 lead for Tecumseh. Goldwater floats it deep. Harrell struggling back there, bumps it up, but Scorefar comes to it. Chase from behind the 10-foot line. Here comes the set and the cross-court hit by Tecumseh. Ball saved there by Coldwater at the net. Chase going to dump it over. Dug up by Tecumseh behind the 10-foot line. Hit over to Coldwater. Deep. Harrell tight at the net. Score far on the bump set. Harrell's going to push it over deep. Root sets it up for Tecumseh. A little poke over by Maracas to the 10-foot line. Coldwater hits it over with Michaela Gillette. Ball going to be tight at the net. Let's see who gets to it. And right out of the middle, Sam Root, the senior center, gets up there and pokes it down on a Coldwater side. The Cardinals not sharp here on serve receive in game two, and a trail now 4-1. Nowak serving again, and this looked like it was probably going to go out. Harrell played it and played it out of bounds. 5-1 Tecumseh with a lead. Cardinals need a cleaner serve receive. They go back to Chase. Score far. At the 10-foot line, Harrell hits it over. Bumped up there by Tecumseh. They'll send it to the outside. Coming with the hit. Cross court and in. Wow. Nice hit. Hitting from the left pin. Cross court. Hannah Galloway puts it down right on the line. Deep back corner. The only spot you don't defend. And that's where she put it in. 6-1. Tecumseh with a lead. Floated deep. Chase bumps it up. Score far. Going to Galloway, and she is blocked. But it goes down onto Tecumseh's side, and Coldwater gets the point. Tecumseh in on the block, but not able to close it on the Coldwater side. The Cardinals get out of that rotation now. 6-2. They trail. Carly Smoker to serve for the Cardinals. Harrell comes out. Here's a service for Smoker. Barely floats over. Root on the bump set. Out of the middle. Maracas. Cardinals with a back set to Ashley Chase. Cross court hit and nicely done. Not hard hit, but kind of getting out of position was Mackenzie Hawley. Could not dig it up. And the Cardinals have pulled within three. 6-3, Tecumseh with the lead. Coldwater took the opening game, 25-17. Smoker floats this one deep again. Root going outside, right at the net. Poked back at him. Tecumseh pushes it back on the Coldwater side. And four girls with her about 3 feet of that ball, and it just dropped. Nobody reached in to pick it up. Mina Ouellette in the front row now for the Cardinals, the 5'11 junior. Here's a service for Tecumseh. Gillette plays it up. Bump set there by Chase. Out to Mina Ouellette. She'll push it over. Root goes to the backside for Tecumseh. Dug up there by Gillette. Galloway, give it off to Ouellette, and she turns and hits it hard right off the hands of Nowak, who, instead of trying to bump it, had her hands up by her chest and hit her right in the hands and dropped down on the court. 7-4, Coldwater with the lead, Gillette on the service. Root tied at the net, and Cardinals dig the ball up. Little push over there by Bowers for the Cardinals. Here's the hit from the backcourt. Ouellette brings it up for the Cardinals to Smoker. And then Scorefar will dump it deep. Root going outside again. Here comes a cross-court hit and down for Tecumseh's Hannah Galloway. The Cardinals are not finding an answer for her on those cross-court hits. Other than now she's rotated to the back row. And will not be a hitter. 8-4. Michaela Gillette overpassed on to Tecumseh's side. They poke it back over. Ouellette goes down to the floor to dig it up. Scorefar from the 10-foot line hits it over for Coldwater. Tecumseh, cross court, Cardinals with a block, bumped up there by Shelby Bowers, and then taken over finally by Ashley Chase. Root out of the middle, cross, and putting it down. They went to the middle hitter, and that's Taylor Maracas. And able to poke it down on the Coldwater's side. 9-4, Tecumseh with a lead. Jordan Howard on the service. Smoker bumps it up. Chase to the 10-foot line for Bowers, hits it there. Little push over by Tecumseh. Ball tied at the net for Coldwater. Here comes Bowers. Tipped into the block, but back down onto Coldwater's side, and point for Tecumseh. Tecumseh. 10-4. Coldwater trailing. Having a hard time getting the ball to the center. Right there, that one dies on that service right out in front of Scorefar. Not even an opportunity to get it to center. But both Chase and Scorefar are having to run an awful long way to get to the ball here in this second game. Not near as clean as what the first game was for the Cardinals. And Coldwater taking a timeout here to regroup on the floor. Larry Canales comes out talking to him. I'm assuming about the serve defense for Coldwater. That would be the assumption. Coldwater winning the opening game 25-17, but they have not looked sharp here at all in game two as Tecumseh has opened up an 11-4 lead. Chase Ouellette, Bowers across the front row for Coldwater. In the back row, Gillette, Smoker, and Scorefar.
Coming out of Coldwater timeout, back to serve for Tecumseh, number 9, Hannah Galloway.
Hannah Galloway to serve for Tecumseh. 11-4 they lead in game two. Coldwater leads 1-0. Smoker overpassed on Tecumseh's side, coming back to Coldwater's side that dies right on the right behind the front line. No one expected the ball to come back over one time, and it did. Caught Coldwater napping. 12-4. Tecumseh with a lead. Hard service. Smoker plays it up. Tecumseh. Root goes outside. A little pushover. And then poked down back onto Tecumseh's side. Right there was Ashley Chase. As a setter, she's also one of the best hitters and blockers for the Cardinals. And now Chase will go back to serve. 12-5. Tecumseh with a lead. Root going outside. This is Skelton. Off the Coldwater block and out of bounds. It's a point for Tecumseh. Number 13-5. Wilford to serve. Bumped up there by Smoker for Coldwater. Well, that takes the set. Giving it to Scorefar. She hits, but hits it long. No touch. And unforced error by the Cardinals. 14-5. Tecumseh with a lead. Wilford to serve again. Floats it deep. Smoker with a bump. Chase will jump set, giving it to Bowers. And off the block and down on Tecumseh's side. Getting up there, putting a hand on it was Mackenzie Neiman. But Shelby just hit it so hard. Neiman not able to block it back. And it just died on Tecumseh's side. 14-6. Coldwater trails. Mina Ouellette on the service. Down the line and shanked out of bounds. Nicely done there by Mina as Wilford got an arm on it but took it out of bounds. Mina going right down the line. So it'll be down the right side of the defense. And she'll go cross court this time on the serve. Here comes a little poke over by Tecumseh. Stuffed right back at him. Tight at the net was Whitney Hyatt. And she got a push right back at her. 14-8. Coldwater trails. Here comes Tecumseh. Coldwater on the block. Chase going to set outside to Serbrook. Pushes it over. Comes back to her. She pushes it over again. Going outside left side. A soft shot over by Tecumseh. The Cardinals get it set to Serbrook. Into the block and down on Coldwater's side. And that'll be point for Tecumseh. 15-8, they lead here in game two. And the serve not able to be dug up by the Cardinals as Serbrook took a dive for it, but could not get enough of it. The service again. This coming from Whitney Heil. Cardinals scramble for it. Pushed over by Chase from the 10-foot line. Root setting it out of the middle. Off the Coldwater block and down on the Coldwater side. So it's 17-8. Tecumseh kind of running away with this. Cardinals dig it up. Scorefar going to set backside to Bowers. Cross court and in. Nicely done. Cardinals haven't gone to the back set much tonight, and that one very, very effective. Galloway comes back in for the Coldwater squad to the front row. Bowers on the service. Nicely done. A lot of top spin on that thing, and it died right at the 10-foot line for the ace serve. Cardinals need a couple more of those and some intensity at the net to get back into this thing. 17-10. Bowers, again, dies. Wow. Beautiful serve. Just a ton of topspin. And when it hits the arms, it just dies. Tecumseh not able to dig it up. 17-11. Here it comes again. Tecumseh overpassed on the Coldwater side, and the Cardinals shocked themselves a little bit. The ball came right back over, but they put it into the net. Skofar and Serbrook right there. Neither one able to play it up. 19-11, Tecumseh with a lead and the service. Harrell, bump set there by Skofar, pushed over by Serbrook. Tecumseh kind of batting around. Serbrook gets it for Coldwater. Skofar to Galloway, pokes it over. Tecumseh comes with it. Root going to set it outside. Galloway on the cross court hit off the one arm of Michaela Gillette and out of bounds. And Michaela says, what am I doing? Moves over about a half a foot, and she gets both arms on that and plays it up nicely. But sometimes the speed of the game is not all what you think. Ace serve there. The ball dies in front of Harrell on the serve by Tecumseh. And it's 20-11. The Indians with a lead. This is Morgan Skelton on the service. Goes deep and right between Harrell and Gillette. And drops again for an ace. 21-11. Skelton service. Gillette can't play that one up either. Cardinals substituting and getting Shelby Bowers in there for Gillette. See if Skelton goes back at her. 22-11. And she does to Bowers. Shelby digs it up. Here come the Cardinals out of the middle with Galloway. Left-handed poke puts it over. And it's good. So the Cardinals get out of that rotation. Sometimes it's you just need to get a player around a different spot. And that's what happened that time. Ball overpassed on the Coldwater side by Tecumseh. Comes back over to Tecumseh's side. Outside Galloway, cross court, off Bowers' arms and out of bounds. Sent it deep to the corner. Might have been out. But Bowers was there, so she felt she had to play it up. Off her arms and out of bounds. 23-12. Tecumseh with a lead and the service. Here is Olivia Nowak. Played up by Harrell. All finger set. Chase to Skofar. Here comes Tecumseh out of the middle. Played up there by Harrell for the Cardinals. Skofar going outside to Galloway. Runs down the net. Tecumseh got a hand on it. Put it up into the net was Hannah Galloway, the other Galloway, but not able to dig it up. So the Cardinals get the side out. Trailing by 10. Serbrook comes out as Smoker comes into the Cardinal lineup. Mina Ouellette is in, front row. And also out is Harrell. And Smoker's service off the arms of Tecumseh and out of bounds. The Cardinals have cut it to 9, 23-14, playing to 25. First four games in these sets go to 25, and the third one goes to, or the fifth one, that is, would go to 15 if it was necessary. And Smoker mishits and puts the ball into the nets and puts Tecumseh at game point, 24-14. Every service is a point, every side out. Tecumseh with the service. Skofar played it up. Chase going to go outside. Mina Ouellette poked, but into the block of Tecumseh, the double block, and the Indians have taken game number two, 25-14. So we're tied in a game apiece here in this best-of-five set at Coldwater High School, and we'll come back with game three. In just a couple of minutes, we'll take this two-minute break. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people, so I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a college student that needs a reliable vehicle for school.
We're on it, Al.
I don't have any credit, and I need a new car today.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
Hey
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Cooley's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problem before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Cooley's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Cooley's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Cooley's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 45 years.
Cooley's, Cooley's, fine jewelry says it.